AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ethel Kennedy has died. She raised 11 children after her husband, former Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated in 1968. She was one of the last remaining members of a generation that included President John F. Kennedy. In a 2012 documentary, Ethel Kennedy said her faith helped her cope after her husband's death.
When we lost Bobby, I would wake up in the morning and think, he's okay, he's in heaven. He's with Jack and a lot of my brothers and sisters and my parents. So it made it very easy to get through the day thinking he was okay.
Her family says Ethel Kennedy suffered a stroke in her sleep last week. She was 96. Hurricane Milton has weakened to a Category 1 storm as it moves across Florida, but the damage is done in the Tampa area. At least four people have died. Bill McDaniel is city manager in Plant City, Florida.
Members of our police and fire department performed rescues of 35 individuals from flooded structures here in our community, and we actually have another one ongoing now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's bad, but it could have been worse.
The storm surge, as initially reported, has not been as significant overall as what was observed for Hurricane Helene. Right now, it looks like Sarasota County had the most significant storm surge.
A tiny barrier island just off Fort Myers, Florida, got hit by both a tornado and a surge from Hurricane Milton, with many buildings sustaining serious damage. Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in Gaza killed at least 27. Both candidates for president will be in battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris holding a town hall in Nevada and an event in Arizona. Former President Donald Trump talks economic issues in Detroit. This is AP News. Russia is recruiting young African women to work at a factory making drones for use in Ukraine.
An Associated Press investigation has found that the foreigners and Russian teens are crucial to producing the Iranian-designed drones, which are primarily built in a factory in the Tatarstan region. The Africans were lured to Russia by a massive social media campaign that promised them free airfare and a work-study program. However, some of them complain of long hours under constant surveillance, of broken promises about wages and areas of study. They also said they were working with caustic chemicals that left their skin pockmarked and itching as they churned out the drones. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO will hold a long-planned major nuclear exercise next week, a few weeks after President Vladimir Putin announced changes to Russia's nuclear doctrine to discourage Ukraine's Western allies from supporting attacks on his country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.